Have you ever wondered what Jesus does while you are asleep? When you're in bed, deep asleep, what does Jesus do? There's only two verses in today's scripture and blessing for you today, but the depth of them will change you today, not only for today, but for the rest of your life. The two verses are the conclusion of chapter 21 of Luke. Now, during the day, Jesus was teaching in the temple. But at the evening, he would go out and spend the night on the mount that is called Olivet. And all the people would get up early in the morning to come to him in the temple to listen to him. We know from other passages of Scripture that on the Mount of Olivet, Jesus prayed for his disciples, for his followers. While you are asleep, Jesus still prays. He never sleeps. While you are resting and being renewed physically, Jesus still prays for you. This morning, I got up at 4:36. And with the time change, it was actually 3:36 in the morning. And that's what's going to start happening to you now. Before your alarm clock goes off, tomorrow morning, you will feel the Lord wake you up. And all the people would get up early in the morning to come to him in the temple to listen to him. We also know in Scripture that your body is the temple of God. And God himself, through the very presence of the Holy Spirit, has chosen to dwell in you. The temple. You are God's resting place. You are God's place where he shows his glory. You are the place where God shines. But it does take an effort. But it also takes a heart that will respond to Jesus. So tomorrow morning, he will wake you up. You will get up early and come to him in the temple to listen to him. And the God of the universe will be there waiting for you. And he will speak to you. He will lift you up. He will heal your heart. He will show you purpose in your life. And he will always do this from this day forward. Father, take your child today and prepare their heart. During the day, let him be teaching them in the temple. Now, during the day, Jesus was teaching in the temple. But at the evening, he would go out and spend the night on the mount that is called Olivet. Father, let your child know that tonight you will be praying for them and interceding for them. Even now, confirm this in their spirit and lift up their hearts. And all the people would get up early in the morning to come to him in the temple to listen to him. Father, tomorrow morning, thank you for waking up your child and drawing them to you in the temple that you've made out of them. And thank you most of all for speaking to them. Amen.